County,
Cartmel,
Lonsdale,
Holland,
Burness,
Fylde,
Grisdale,
Kendal,
Graduate,
the UK, Europe, and the world.
Live across Lancaster University, this is Bailrig FM News.
87.7 Bailrig FM. Your campus radio station.
The week's top stories.
Afghan airliner siege resolved. Hackers disrupt major websites. Royal Bank of Scotland successful in takeover bid. Middle Eastern peace process thrown into turmoil. And local post office robbed and owners assaulted. I'm Sarah Jones with Bailrig FM World and National News. The hijacking of an Afghan airliner came to a peaceful end this week after the aircraft was taken by gunmen on Sunday. After refuelling stops, the Boeing 727 made its way to London's Stansted Airport. After days of little action of the tarmac, all of the 150 hostages were released on Thursday morning. While the motives behind the hijacking are unknown, in the light of 74 of the aircraft's passengers seeking asylum since being released, it is thought that both the gunmen and passengers were looking to escape from the ruling Taliban authorities in Afghanistan. The asylum claims were not warmly welcomed by the government, however, as the Home Secretary Jack Straw stated that he wished to see all of the aircraft's passengers be returned to Afghanistan as soon as possible. His position has since been further complicated, though, with Taliban authorities stating that the hijackers would be executed on their return to Afghanistan. Major American websites have been the targets for hackers this past week. Hackers disrupted access to the world's most popular website, Yahoo, on Monday, bookseller Amazon, and auction site eBay on Tuesday, while attacks occurred to brokerage site E-Trade and technology news site ZDNet on Wednesday. United States Attorney General Janet Reno stated the American government's resolve to stopping internet crime, seeing it as a threat to e-commerce. NatWest Bank has finally given in to the $21 billion hostile takeover bid made by the Royal Bank of Scotland. The new combined organisation will have 15 million customers, making it the seventh largest banking group in Europe and the third largest in the UK. However, NatWest has stated its concern over the possibility of up to 18,000 redundancies occurring due to the merger. The Middle Eastern peace process was thrown into disarray this week. The Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Barak, has responded to Hezbollah attacks on Israeli soldiers by launching attacks and airstrikes on civilian and military targets. The region is now considered to be at a critical stage, and American and Syrian commentators are calling for an international convention to discuss the situation.
87.7 Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM News.
With Bailrig FM Local and Campus News, I'm Gemma Barry. Scotforth Post Office was raided on Tuesday morning by armed robbers who wielded baseball bats and pickaxe handles. The owner was assaulted before being tied up with his wife. The robbers raided the premises and escaped with thousands of pounds from the safe. Police are appealing for witnesses to the incident. A coroner's verdict this week disclosed the death of an MA student from Lancaster University. Victoria Shrand, aged 25, was discovered dead on December 29th due to a lethal combination of ecstasy and antidepressant drugs. Miss Shand had a history of depressive illness and has been receiving treatment from a psychotherapist. Miss Shand was noted as a gifted young student, and Coroner George Howson stated that her death was a very sad case. Financial bosses for Lancaster University have announced that the university has finally put behind its financial worries. Results from the last academic year show a cleared cash balance of $4 million and a historic cash surplus of $4.4 million. Deputy Vice Chancellor Professor Nick Abercrombie praised staff for helping to overcome the crisis and said that their dedication had helped to make Lancaster University free to control its own destiny again.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
The University Challenge team for Lancaster University was picked this week, and we have Sarah Rose here, a member of the team, to tell us about it. Hello. What's the kind of set up for choosing the team members?
Was a mass audition held in Franklin Lecture Theatre about, must be 3 or 4 weeks ago now, about probably around 40 people answering 30 questions, and the highest 4 scores being chosen as the team, with the 5th acting as reserve.
How much of a chance do you think you have of actually doing well as a team?
Honestly, no idea. I mean, myself, Hugh and Tim were all on the team last year as well. So I know they're fairly capable. Well, we know each other works, we know each other's specialisms. But it all comes down basically to the draw we get in the preliminaries. Last year, it was a case of they pitched us against York on the Friday before Roses weekend. I'm not saying how much we were put off, but it didn't help.
Are you a quiz freak? Do you like watch 15 to 1 and Countdown every day?
Yeah, I'll watch 15 to 1 if I'm not too busy. But I wouldn't call myself quiz freak, or just casual.
Are you scared about meeting Jeremy Paxman?
Assume you get through.
Yes.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
And now with all the latest sports news, here's Bailrig FM sports correspondent Paul Turner.
John Barnes' turbulent spell in charge of Celtic came to an end yesterday afternoon as the Parkhead club dispensed with his services after only 7 months in charge. Barnes was brought in as a coach by Kenny Dalglish, the man who was set to take his place on the sidelines for the immediate future. A permanent coach is expected to be appointed before the end of the season, however. Barnes' position became untenable after a humiliating cup defeat to Inverness Caledonian Thistle during the week. But a poor run of league form, which has left Celtic 10 points adrift of their bitter Glasgow rivals Rangers, had already had many fans calling for his dismissal. Speculation that dressing room difficulties on Tuesday had led to an open confrontation between Barnes and Celtic's Dutch striker Marco Viduka at half-time can't have helped Barnes' chances of staying. Dalglish is by no means going to have an easy task ahead of him. Many fans felt that Dalglish should have gone as well as Barnes, and it will take a good run of form starting at Dundee this weekend to get both fans and players on his side. The Lancaster City squad, already one of the smallest in the Unibond Premier League, has been hit by further injuries this week to add to a disappointing spell of form on the pitch. A bruising league encounter at Whitby last Saturday saw winger Paul Crompton and striker Kevin Barnes pick up injuries from hard challenges that are likely to see them out from the Lancaster side for at least a month. A midfielder Kenny Mayers, so often instrumental in City's success this season, also picked up a knock during the match. To further add to the depletion of his squad, manager Tony Hescoff is already facing speculation that Jamie Udall's ankle injury will keep him out of the Dolly's lineup for the rest of the season. Tuesday's Marsden Cup match against Bamber Bridge had Hescoff admitting that his squad was desperately thin on the ground, but with further injuries during the course of the match to Shane Jessop and Paul Haddo, this leaves the side selection for Saturday's home tie with Spennymoor depending greatly upon which players are able to make it onto the pitch. This latest bout of injuries only adds to a list including veteran striker Neil Mawson and young hopeful Chris Ward, and Hescoff will find it hard to turn around a recent run of mediocre form. This run saw them come up short against Whitby, where City were sent down by a goal from Steve West. City have not won in the league since January the 8th, and having been top of the table in October, they now find themselves in 5th place, 8 points behind the league leaders, Lee RMI. It was hoped that the Marsden Cup quarter-final tie against Bamber Bridge would provide City with a welcome victory and give them the hopes of putting at least one trophy in the cabinet this season, but Hescoff's walking wounded were unable to produce the form needed for victory and were sent crashing out with a 2-1 defeat. City had dominated the first half of the match and went 1-0 up for a goal from Paul Haddo just before half-time, but in the second half, City were down by 2 goals from Alex Harrison and Andy Whittaker. City now have to concentrate on the league and the League Challenge Cup, with a big challenge facing them in the semi-finals.
Bailrig 87.7 FM. Bailrig FM.
The week's top stories.
Afghan airliner siege resolved. Hackers disrupt major websites. Royal Bank of Scotland successful in takeover bid. Middle Eastern peace process thrown into turmoil. And local post office robbed and owners assaulted.
Bailrig FM News is produced and presented by the Bailrig FM News team. Next scheduled update is on top of the hour.
87.7 Bailrig FM.